and certainly I owe you every excuse for thus disturbing you upon so small a matter. But the thing was neglected yesterday. I must produce my little compliment at dinner, and, as you know very well, a rich marriage is not a thing to be neglected." There followed a pause during which the dealer seemed to weigh this statement incredulously. The ticking of many clocks among the curious lumber of the shop and the faint rushing of the cabs in the near thoroughfare filled up the interval of silence. "Well, sir," said the dealer, "be it so. You are an old customer, after all, and if, as you say, you have the chance of a good marriage, far be it from me to be an obstacle. Here is a nice thing for a lady now," he went on. "This hand glass, 15th century, warranted, comes from a good collection, too. But I reserve the name in the interest of my customer, who was just like yourself, my dear sir, the nephew and sole heir of a remarkable collector." The dealer, while he thus ran on in his dry and biting voice, had stooped to take the object from its place. And as he had done so, a shock had passed through Markheim. A start both of hand and foot, a sudden leap of many tumultuous passions to the face. It passed as swiftly as it came, and left no trace beyond a certain trembling of the hand that now received the glass.